Our next report, our next student report this morning comes from the kids at Ely. Mariah Jeske is the teacher there.
Hello, this is the Ely Phenology Report for the Ely area for the week of May 7th through May 14th. My name is Abby and I am reporting from the 6th grade class at Ely Memorial Middle School. We had a high of 80 degrees last week on May 7th, and that felt very warm. Our low last week was 24 degrees on May 11th. Isaiah commented that we had frost on the ground on the morning of May 11th, and other students said their parents had to scrape windows before they could drive in the morning. Although lakes are open, and there were a couple of reports of visible floating ice on Burntside Lake and Birch Lake. When it rained, Esther noticed it soaked right into the ground and did not run off because everything was so dry. Last week, Chase noticed a huge vernal pond in his backyard, but yesterday on the 13th it was gone. It had dried up. When we had many things to report about plants and trees. Silver maple is the only tree in the front of the school that has emerged leaves, and Rosemary saw leaves opening on a birch tree in her grandmother's yard. Students reported buds getting close to opening on apple trees, pear trees, crab apple trees, red maple trees, and aspen trees. Sam's family was disappointed that a deer ate off all their cherry tree buds before they got to fencing it off this year. Gabriel was walking near his house and noticed some small purple flowers and thought they were violets or flowers. A birch tree in Matthew's yard has one larger dead branch with many small holes, and the class thought that maybe a woodpecker had made the holes. The animals are moving around and making themselves more visible. A killdeer was seen by Gavin on the VCC football field on May 13th, and Chase also saw a hummingbird at his feeder the same day. Ryan watched two wood ducks come from the shore and swim into White Iron Lake. He thought their nest was maybe somewhere on land. Gavin had family up this weekend and found an owl pellet that they had fun taking it apart and found a mouse skeleton. There were a few reports of students discovering grouse eggs, and another student saw a pregnant deer. We have been hearing lots of spring peepers, and Tommy was able to see a spring peeper near a swamp. He was surprised by how small it was. He said it was about the size of one or two quarters. Spring has sprung, and we are all looking forward to summer. Thanks for listening to the Ely Phenology Report.
Thank you, Abby. Nice job. Lots of good notes there. Gee whiz, it's fun to be alive this time of year and fun to be watching nature. I hope that you are having as much fun and as much success as the kids up in Ely.